Hello there. As we set our New Year's intention at the beginning of the year, we're now kind of in February, and we're really launching into our new year. And about now is when one of three things sort of starts to happen for many people, which is when I reminded you of those New Year's declarations or intentions you set, you might have went, what declarations? Meaning you've already sort of forgotten about them and have gotten into the doings of life, and it's sort of like it's history now. The other space that shows up for people second is kind of like, well, I had those declarations and I'm starting to struggle with them a little bit. I'm still showing up for them. They're still in my mind, but I'm definitely wavering. I'm not as consistent. I'm not as strong with those commitments and those disciplines and those micro actions and those weekly actions as I could be. And so I'm starting to waver. And then the third thing is, wow, you know what? I'm really gotten a great start and I'm making some awesome things happen for myself this year. And I'm just looking for an extra boost and ready to sort of capitalize on the momentum I've already gotten started with. And so regardless of where you are, hopefully the work that we do tonight will serve you a little bit to either kind of accelerate the great momentum that you've already gotten started with or help to just realign and ignite passion for what you're up to so that you stay consistent and really see your goals to the end, your benchmarks to the end, and make sure those outcomes become a reality for you. And if you've forgotten about it, we'll realign and let's get you back on track. And so let's take a moment and ask, if we set an intention for ourselves at the beginning of the year and we set a benchmark for ourselves, or we have an aspiration to become something or to do something or to make something happen, where does that really come from? Because, you know, it doesn't come from what I would call the personality part of ourself oftentimes. It doesn't come from the ego part of ourself oftentimes. It comes from some other part of us inside, this intuitive part, the higher self, our soul, whatever name you feel most comfortable with. I'll probably refer to it in this call as our higher self. But you know, you could probably use that synonymous with soul and even intuition. You know, I think of intuition as the language of our soul, the language of our higher self, and sort of our inner purpose coming to surface. And so if we think about where did vision come from in the first place, and especially if it shows up as something we have not yet done or something we haven't yet known or something we know is possible for us, we know a better life is possible, we know we're capable of more than what we're doing, we have a passion, we have an enthusiasm, a commitment, a drive to want to create a bigger impact than we're already making, it's like, well, where does that really come from? And that comes from the depth of ourself. That comes from the depth from within us. It comes from that higher self. It comes from our soul. It comes from that part of us that is beyond the mind, the emotion, and the body, and that part of us that is eternal, that part of us that is super intelligent or eternal, we could say. And so what I have found is the more that we entrust ourselves to the highest of ourself, meaning the higher self, the more graceful life becomes. And we really gain access to stepping into a possibility that would not be known if we relied simply on the personality. And I'll explain a little bit of what I mean by that. If we aspire to something greater than we now know, and it's something we haven't experienced before internally or externally as a creation, there has to be some presence, some intelligence that guides us along the way from where we are to where we could be, from where we are to what is possible for us. And if it was up to us and our current level of intelligence and past experience is known, it would only make sense to define, declare that those experiences that we know now or have known in the past are not going to be able to take us to a place different than where we are, what we've known. We have to gain access to something outside of ourselves, something beyond what we currently know and experience and have known in the past that will propel us to a new experience of life. And no matter how clear that vision may be for us, there's still going to be a space within it that shows up as we really don't know what it's going to be like until we get there. But we can know and just sort of have confidence and commitment and a sense of clarity that it's going to be better than anything we've known. It's going to be magnificent. It's going to be fantastic, etc. And, you know, I was thinking, for whatever reason, before I got on the call tonight, I was thinking, you know, about 3 years ago or so when I was in Los Angeles and living my life there, and I was competing full-time as a martial artist, and I was training 4 hours a day, You know, I had a great community of people around me that I really enjoyed being with at the Dojong. My business was successful. I was making good money. I was creating an impact in people's lives, and I was traveling around the world, seeing different cultures, and I was doing the work. I was really making a positive contribution to humanity. And I can't say that my life was bad. When I really look back to my life then and how I felt about it when I was in it, I wasn't looking around at my life saying, hey, this isn't working, or my life is bad, or I'm not enjoying myself here, because I would have told you my life was fantastic then, and it really was. It was a completely different experience than I know today, for sure, but it wasn't bad. I wasn't in a great deal of pain or suffering. It didn't look anything like that. But all of a sudden, I remember one day, it became very clear to me that it was time to create an even greater impact with the work of conscious transformation than I already was. It was time to, I knew that the possibility was there to live an even more extraordinary life than I already knew. And I didn't know exactly what that meant. It came at just sort of as an intuitive knowing initially that it was time for change. It was time to take the game to the next level, to start performing and taking action at a higher capacity. And I didn't really know what that meant practically, but I definitely knew the sense of enthusiasm and passion and absolute certainty that I felt within myself when that knowing kind of struck me. As I say, when that communication from my own higher self came and said, it's time for this and it's time for this now. And I recognized that communication. I recognized that experience because I had it so many times before. I lived in L.A. for 10 years, 11 years, and I had that strike of awareness, I'll call it, that strike of intuition where I knew it was time to make a change, and I listened to it, I made that change, and my life just got better, right? And when I look at years and years ago when I first started this work and I was in a place of extreme suffering and my life wasn't good at all, there was this strike, this moment of clarity where I just had this intuition, something greater is possible, and it's time to create it now, and it's absolutely possible. And I knew that there was something there in support of it beyond what I could conceive, beyond what I knew, the universe, my higher self, creator, God, whatever you want to call it. And then I had the faith, I had the trust, I had the surrender, and I just went for it. And so it's sort of like I've come to recognize that in my life today, that when that moment comes and that moment of clarity is there, and that strike of intuition happens, that strike of knowing occurs, I've learned to just absolutely pay attention and take immediate action because it's about to bring me something better than I've ever known before. And as a result, yes, I'm about to leave behind something I currently know, but I have trust, I have faith in where it's going to take me. And so when I look back and I think back to 3 years ago when I moved from L.A. to Colorado, it was very similar. I wasn't leaving because anything was bad or I was trying to get away from anything, nothing like that. It was just time for change. And what I was there in L.A. to fulfill had been fulfilled. And I just knew it as matter of fact as it can be. And then when I went ahead and I put practicality to the intuition, you know, then it looked like, okay, well, if I were to choose to create something even better than I know now, what would that creation look like? And I started playing with it. And it was like, well, I would be in nature. I would be inside of even more conscious community than I know now. I'd have a group of people around me that were actively engaged in the work of personal development, internal development, and we would sort of support each other in achieving new heights of awareness and impact on the planet. And I'd be doing even greater things for humanity and making an even greater contribution than I'm already making. And I'd have my own home. I'd be out of an apartment. I just kind of created. I kind of played with what would it look like practically. But the practical was really just a focal point. And it was just sort of made up in combination between my intuition and personality to give my mind something to focus on, something to strive toward in the way that we did when we created vision at the beginning of the year. But if I'm really sincere and completely authentic inside of what motivated that change or why did I take that action, it really came down to this intuitive communication that came from my higher self that said, this is time. And then along the way, many more communications have come at an intuitive level that have said, hey, it's time to turn left here or it's time to turn right here. You know, everything from the place I chose to live when I first came to Denver to where I'm living now to the life that has kind of formed, right? And if I look at it, there's such a brilliance that has just sort of sprouted all around me and continues to do so. But many of those seeds I didn't intentionally plant. I mean, I did by way of I followed the intuition and I created the vision. I had some of those practical things in mind. But a lot of them have been, and part of the adventure inside of creation is inside of those unknown seeds sprouting that I didn't expect and kind of going, wow, this is a cool creation and let's go in that direction kind of a thing. And so I remember, you know, when I first moved here, I was looking for, you know, a place to stay initially. And I looked at different apartments and kind of toured them online, and nothing was really clicking. And then I remember, it's like, boom, I had this intuition when I found kind of the one I would be in. And it was the same thing when I went shopping for the house that I ended up purchasing. And I remember, you know, looking from that house to house with my girlfriend. And we walked in, say, the sixth house or so that we looked at. And it was just this obvious intuition that this was the home. And I remember it was so strong that my girlfriend and her mother was with us too. I mean, I knew it right away. As soon as I walked in the house that I would buy this house. And before I could say anything, my girlfriend and her mother both looked at me and said, this is the house. We have to buy this house. And it was clear. And I said, great, let's do it. And then coming to Vail and starting a community of conscious transformation up in Vail, and just the wondrous things that I see happening for people here. All of those were intuitive decisions. Yes, they were practical. Yes, they were part of the vision, but many of them were intuitive. I just sort of knew to go in that direction. And now why did I know to go in that direction is, yes, one, because I've learned to listen to the higher self, my higher self. I've learned to gain access to that intuitive knowing or communication or messaging that exists outside of emotion. But it's also because I did create a practical vision that I intended for myself, and I've used that as my reference point. And so my mind, my brain, my emotions are constantly working on my behalf to come up with the solutions on how to create that. And so when something shows up as a possible fit for manifesting the intended outcome, my intuition, the lights go off, the alarms sound and say, hey, pay attention here, do this thing. And so what I want to spend a little time this evening is how do you create that intuitive guidance system where intuition shows up, you know it's intuition, you have the clarity that it's present for you in that moment, and you know you can trust it because it's you. It's not really anything outside of you. It's your higher self calling you to action. Intuition, in the most simplistic definition, is your higher self is calling you to action. And then we can say yes or no. And the ability to hear that call to action is directly proportionate to our ability and our level of mastery over our emotions. Because emotion is the static that gets in the way of us hearing the clear communication of our intuition and mistaking it as personality communication, ego communication, or simply old habit being in the space. And so the more we're able to sort of step out of the emotions of sadness, anger, regret, depression, shame, guilt, insecurity, etc., and really find our place of centeredness, we create a space where we can clearly hear intuition. And then same, when we can sort of calm the experience of, say, excitement and enthusiasm and happiness, etc., pleasure, so on, and we can kind of also step out of that side of things that are sort of, we'll call it habit emotion, emotions that we engage because of habit. When we step out of habitual emotional patterns, our habits and emotion, then we create this space of openness and clarity and stillness and peace where we can hear intuition. Similar to like what we practiced in just this last program when we did the conscious transformation energy training. It's like we really, really worked, and the focus there was ultimately stilling the mind, centering the emotion, calming the body so that we can enter that place of stillness and then set the intention to connect with our higher self so we can clear ourself so that what comes through becomes apparent there so that we can clearly get the communication from our higher self and literally serve from that place rather than personality. And so we can use that same idea in our daily life by way of same thing, stilling the mind so it's quiet, learning to center the emotion, calming the sensation in the body, and then we're in an optimal place to hear that intuitive clarity. And the reality is, all of us, every one of you on this call, has heard that intuitive call multiple times in your life. And it showed up as just matter of fact, this is the thing to do, and you just knew it as an absolute certainty, but perhaps questioned it right after it came, or not took action on it. But you've absolutely had intuitive moments. Maybe it came and went, maybe you missed it, maybe you didn't recognize it as intuition. But the fact is, your higher self, this higher intelligence as you, is constantly communicating and supporting. We've just got to learn to dial it in. And so what's required for that is to create that stillness, as I just spoke about. But then when we hear that call, know what we're striving for. And if you say, well, Joey, I haven't heard my intuition yet, and it hasn't said to me something so clear as move to Denver. I haven't had that communication yet. Well, then just listen to what's inside you and ask the question, what's important? As we said before, who is it important that I become? What should I embody that will be of service to myself, my family, and humanity? What do I have a passion for creating? And maybe it's a dance school, maybe it's becoming a life coach, maybe it's succeeding in a business, maybe it's becoming entrepreneurial, maybe it's showing up and bettering your relationship and making a commitment to the relationships that are in your life and fostering those in a way to create more loving, supportive relationships. Whatever sort of emanates from inside of you as the passionate thing you should be up to, call that your intuition, use that as your focal point, and it'll refine as you take action. And so whatever you came up with at the beginning of the year, align with that right now. Connect to that. And then know that following intuition is less about doing something, although we have to be in action, and it's more about a willingness to surrender and having a faith and a trust that it will unfold, that it will take place. And that's what sort of creates an optimal space for us to get a clear signal to our higher self so we can hear that intuitive communication along the way. And it's the intuition and listening to that guidance that makes our journey more graceful. And so as an example, when I use that word surrender, people get really afraid by that word because they kind of relate the idea of surrender to slavery sometimes. And they think, well, if I surrender myself to someone, they're going to tell me what to do all the time, they're going to take me over, and they'll have complete control over my life. Or if I surrender myself to my job, I'll have no other life but my job or my career or something like this. But I'm not speaking of that kind of surrender. That really is slavery. That's not surrender at all. And so what is surrender? Surrender is freedom. Freedom and surrender go hand in hand. They're connected. They're almost one in the same. In order for me to know the life I know today, although some of it I definitely intended very clearly and specifically, and I have those visions that I was striving for, and I'm living them today, many of the things, I would say the majority of the amazing things that I know today, were sort of unexpected gifts that came along the way and that showed up as I was moving in that direction or that focused outcome, we could say. They showed up as unexpected gifts. And it's interesting because we think of this idea when we're in the process of surrendering or letting something go, it's like we're losing something, or we have this perceiving that we're losing a lot, or maybe even losing ourselves. The reality is you're losing nothing and you're gaining everything, but if we're attached to our current world and reality in any way, and the aspects of our current world and reality start fading away, that's where the struggle comes up, that's where conflict is, that's where pain happens, that's where we suffer, and that's what causes our transition into a new life difficult. That's where it becomes challenging. The more we're able to surrender, the more graceful magnificence can unfold before us, the more graceful transformation can be. Transformation can be an absolutely ecstatic journey and experience. What keeps us from that ecstatic journey as an experience is resistance and attachment. Surrender is what helps us step out of resistance and attachment so it can be a graceful flow. It can be a graceful unfolding. It can be a magical experience where, as I said, these unexpected gifts continue to show up in our life. And so in order for me to come here, you know, I had to surrender the condo I was living in L.A. I had to surrender living in L.A. I had to surrender the restaurants that I liked to eat at. I had to surrender the relationships I knew in L.A. because I wouldn't be hanging out with those people on a weekly basis anymore. And so when we look at it that way, as I say, there were just simply things to surrender, things that my higher self, my intuition, called me to surrender. And I was able to do that, and I was able to do that gracefully. And the place where any suffering or pain showed up was the places where I wanted to hold on to something for whatever reason. And ultimately, the reason we want to hold on to it is because it's familiar to us. And because it's familiar, it creates this illusion of this feeling of safety. Even though what's really safe is the next life, the next experience of life we're about to step into, and thriving in a greater way than we already are. I mean, I look at my world today, and I'm far, if I want to think of safe, I am far safer today than I have ever been. I'm far safer now than I was in L.A. I'm not talking about am I in physical danger, because the reality is I wasn't really in physical danger in L.A., and I'm not really in physical danger now, but I'm speaking of safe in terms of my ability to love is that much greater, and the abundance I know is that much greater, and the opportunities that are before me are that much greater. And even though I had great opportunities and abundance and whatever where I was, say, 3 years ago, it's just a completely different reality now. And so safety is truly growing and being willing to step into a thriving in our life and bettering ourselves consistently. That's the safest thing we can actually do. Trying to stay where we are or hold on to status quo is one of the most unsafe things you can do, because the fact is the only thing constant is change. And so the more we try to keep things the same, the greater our experience of not being safe is going to be, the greater the fear is going to be, and the more out of control we're going to feel, because we're going to constantly try to keep things the same in a world that constantly changes. And so better to be willing to go with that flow and be in the grace of that constant change rather than try to hold things the way they currently are, because that's just impossible. And so it's like I surrendered what was. I mean, I was willing to surrender what was, because I understand rationally, intellectually, and through experience that if I'm committed to something new in my life coming, I've got to let something in my life go. I've got to create the space for that new thing to come in. If my mind is constantly thinking negative thoughts and I want to create a positive thinking mind, I've got to surrender the negative thoughts. I've got to stop thinking those negative thoughts and create a space for my mind to think positively, as an example. And so it was a surrender and the letting go of what was. But it was also a surrender to what was coming. Because even though I had an idea of it, even though the intuition said, yes, go this way, and I had total faith and confidence that it was going to be wonderful and it was exactly what was time for me to do, that I was fulfilling my purpose by doing this, we could say I was absolutely in alignment with the journey, I had to surrender myself to what was coming, because it was a different life than I've lived before. I'm lifting weights now. I'm riding mountain bikes. I'm cycling. I'm rowing. I'm skiing, and I'm doing those kind of activities to keep myself in a place of health and well-being, and I'm not doing as much, say, martial arts. That was one of the things I surrendered in a way, and I love what I'm doing. I found this sort of new adventure inside of how to use the body, and the relationships I know are more intimate. I know greater connection and a greater alignment in the things that we're doing in those relationships than what was there, but at the same time, I couldn't have completely predicted what it was going to be like. Some of it, I definitely had an intention and a vision and a practical sense of what I was striving for. But when I look at all of the little micro pieces that have come together and all of the unknowns that have shown up in the space, they're spectacular, they're amazing, and they are beyond what I could have comprehended or intended into existence or even known to intend into existence 5 years ago. And so I surrendered myself to what was coming, the becoming of me, the becoming of life, the unfolding of life, the new creation that was manifesting and coming into form before me. And so it was a surrender to where I was going. And as I say, there was also a constant surrender to my higher self, to my own intuition, and a letting go of and a surrendering of my ego and personality. Because I know it sometimes is like my personality says, I want this. But then it's so clear that the intuition from my higher self is, this is what really serves and is ultimately going to take you where you want to be. And it's in that moment, surrendering the ego's wants and surrendering to the higher self's path, so to speak, or intentionality. And that shows up in our life. I know that's kind of an esoteric way to think about it, but it shows up in our life in so many practical ways. I mean, I just spoke with someone earlier this evening who said, Joey, you know, I'm committed to no longer drinking alcohol consistently and beer, and I know intuitively something's calling me to do this now. And, you know, maybe you drank for years and never really thought of it that way, but now it's like it's time for me to do this, and I see that it doesn't serve me. And I notice that it's, you know, maybe I'm hiding from a sense of guilt or shame. And when I drink, it sort of, I forget about that guilt and that shame I'm living with. And so now I'm ready to really face that guilt and shame and and create peace there, create joy there, create enthusiasm there, passion there, whatever it is that that intention ends up being. And so it's like the higher self kind of calls us to action, sometimes in those simple ways, you know, stop drinking or let's not do drugs anymore, or, you know, there's this intuition of I'm going to really keep my word from now on because it's time for my character to develop to that next level of maturity and evolution. And it can show up in simple ways like that as well. So it's not always just an esoteric idea. The key is listen to it and be willing to take action and surrender what you've currently been up to and surrender what's coming. And ultimately, as I say, surrender to your highest possibility, your highest potential. As I say, the higher self, think of your higher self as your highest potential, whatever that might be. What you are truly capable of living in your lifetime. Whatever you're capable of achieving in your lifetime, that's your higher self. That's what your higher self is calling you to, is living and experiencing, manifesting, embodying your highest potential possible. So I invite you to say yes to your higher self and to the path that's going to take you to your highest potential, whatever that ends up looking like. And know that whatever that is for you, and whatever you end up being called to action as a result of that, whatever action you're called to as a result of that, it'll be the perfect action for you. Will it always be easy? No, intuition doesn't work that way. Will it sometimes be an opportunity for growth, or could it be or appear somewhat challenging? And will your higher self bring to you and bring you to challenging situations at times? Of course it will, especially if your higher self knows you must develop a particular skill set in order to achieve and become the embodiment of the work you have to do. One of my clients also shared with me the other day, Joey, I wanted to be a compassionate being, and I asked my higher self to support me in becoming compassionate, to activate compassion in me. And then all of a sudden, I had all of these difficulties in my life show up, and I got to see crystal clear how many spaces in life show up where I'm not compassionate. And it was like all of the events in the world were organized in a particular way where I got to see how much I judged people, and I got to see how much I hated people, and I got to see how much I criticized myself. And it's like before I knew the compassion I know today, I got to see just how uncompassionate I really was, how judgmental I really was. And so, well, where did that come from? Well, that came from the higher self. If we need to move through that to become compassionate, and that's what's going to be required for us, maybe that's not required for somebody else, well, then it'll bring us that to move through it. And the greater our capacity is to surrender to that process will determine how much more quickly we move through that process and how much growth we experience as a result of going through that process and where we end up as an outcome. The more we resist the process, well, that's where we are in danger of getting stuck, getting trapped in a particular way of being that we truly are ready to overcome and go beyond. Because even though we have this magnificent presence called the higher self that is guiding us to and supporting us in every way it knows how to realize our ultimate potential, our full potential, we still have free will. And in anywhere along the path and at any moment in time, we can totally go, no thank you, or choose to resist, or choose to struggle, or choose not to go in that direction, choose not to surrender to that process. But it's nothing creating that for us. There's nothing doing anything to us. It's us making the choice for that experience. And so let us take a moment and connect to our higher self. Take that moment right now and gently close your eyes just to eliminate the distraction of the outside world. And as you close your eyes, call to that intuitive capacity within you. Call to your own higher self. Or if you're most comfortable with the word soul, call to your soul. Call to your higher self. And just say, I'm ready. Make a declaration to yourself inside, I am ready to live my full potential. I am ready to say yes to a magnificent life. And I am willing to say yes to and surrender myself to what is going to be in service to that magnificent life. And I'm ready to surrender and let go of what is not going to align with that magnificent life in the form and shape of person, places, things, and events. I'm ready. And then reactivate in that moment the qualities that you set the intention to become at the beginning of the year. Or if you weren't on those calls with me, then simply in that moment, what is the quality that I intuitively know I could become, I could cultivate inside that would serve who I want to become and would serve manifesting the life I choose to live? Maybe that quality would be love. I'm going to embody greater love within myself and be more loving. Maybe it is compassion for you. Maybe it is joy. Maybe it's passion. Maybe it's enthusiasm. Maybe it's grace. Maybe it's peace. Intuitively, what comes to you? The one or two qualities, and focus on those. I'll use love. My intention is to become the embodiment of love and to take action as that love in my daily life. And I'm asking in this moment that my higher self activate the presence of love within me and support me in becoming that love fully. And as that love, as the becoming of that love, is taking action as that love is going to take me to the fulfillment of the practical vision I have of a deeper, more meaningful relationships, greater fulfillment in my career, greater abundance in my life, whatever that is for you. And then ask the higher self, I ask that you support me in creating and manifesting this as my life in alignment with my highest potential so that this becomes a vehicle, this becomes a path for me to realize my highest potential, to evolve into a great being, a great person, beyond what I know myself to be now. And then be open to that intuition of the higher self. Touch the tongue to the roof, the palate of your mouth. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Slight pause, hold the breath. Exhale, pause, hold the breath. Focus on that space between the thoughts like we did just this last weekend. If a thought surfaces, just say, there's a thought, let it go. Focus back to that breath. Relax the body. And let the emotion center with that breath as well. And just focus on that four-sided breath. Deep inhale, light pause, and a full exhale, light pause. And breathe maybe 2-3 cycles of that breath, relaxing the body a little more fully, filling the mind, centering the emotion. Now simply open yourself. Simply be open in that moment. And allow the higher self to communicate to you, to activate in you, to bring up a vision, a memory, an intention, a vision of the future, an emotional feeling. Communication in some form that you will know it's coming from that higher self. Then as it comes, embrace it. Have faith that it's possible. Surrender to it if you're willing. And be confident that it's coming from the higher self, that it is your intuition, and be confident that by way of it just came, it is absolutely possible for you to achieve, for you to manifest, for you to create. Then say yes. Say yes to the willingness to surrender what does not align with your highest potential, your higher self, going to what you know is possible for you, and be willing to let that go, release that, don't hold it anymore. And say yes to surrendering to what is already coming to you, what is already on its way, what is already showing up maybe as an inner experience, and embrace that. Say yes, surrender to that. Embrace the new. Embrace who you will become. Embrace who you are becoming. and surrender to your highest path, to your highest potential, to your higher self. And enjoy the journey that you are on, this moment and in each moment to come. Enjoy. Enjoy the journey of life you are on. Embrace the journey of life you are on. And begin little by little, day by day, judging the experiences of life that you have had and that you are having a little less each day. And simply begin to acknowledge and accept this is an experience taking me to my highest. This is an experience serving me to know my highest potential, my higher self. How is this serving me? How is this serving my highest? And put your attention there. Rather than ask the questions, why is this happening to me? How is this serving my highest potential? How is this serving me to go to my higher self? And enjoy the unfolding of you. Enjoy the process of remembering who you are. And stepping into the adventure of what is to come. New experiences ready to unveil themselves to you. I look forward to seeing many of you coming this Friday in Kansas City, taking you on the next step of the journey. Much love to you. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your night, and we'll see you very soon.